Beyond the turn, a long passage stretched before them, dark and gloomy, layered with the dust of untold ages. So intense was the silence that they paced on tip paws, whispering out the count. Tansy looked left and right at the forbidding bare stone walls and the worn paved floor. What sort of creatures had walked them in the distant past? How long had it been since a living beast set paw down here?
38, 39, 40.
Well, wallop me rudder, look at this, messmates.
A great shuttered window stood before them, broad and high, its lintel, sill and corbels intricately carved with sinister designs. Shad unlatched the shutters, announcing jokingly,
"Wonderful view of Moss Flower countryside from here. Take a look."
Cobwebs parted as Shad drew back the creaking shutters, revealing the entire frame packed solid with stone and dark earth. He shut them again and pushed the rusty latch into place.
"Too far down here, even for roots or worms to travel. Question is, what are we supposed to look for now?"
Cracklin repeated the fifth and sixth lines of the verse.
"See where a death bird flies under the hunter's eyes."
Tansy shuddered as she held up the lantern to inspect the sill.
"These carvings are skillfully done, but they're horrible. See here, there's a snake swallowing a little mouse. And here, two rats are cutting up a skylark with curved knives. Everywhere you look, there's cruelty and murder being done. No wonder Martin and his friends fought so hard against the vermin who lived here. But where's the death bird and the hunter?"
Piece by piece, they went over the grisly scenes until Shad, being the tallest, stood on the sill and held up the lantern to view the lintel overhead.
"Is this what you're looking for, ma'am?"
He was pointing to a picture of a raven. The big blackbird was trying to fly away, but it was trapped by a leaping wildcat that had bitten deep into the raven's back. Cracklin clenched her paws tightly, fascinated yet repulsed by the dreadful image.
"Yes, that's it, Shad. The wildcat is the hunter, and the raven has long been known as the death bird for the way that it feasts upon carcasses of dead creatures. I'm sure that is it."
They sat upon the windowsill, looking at one another in the flickering lamplight. Tansy read out the final two lines.
"Radiant in splendour fair, ever mine hidden were."